Hey, y'all. Quick announcement before we start our episode. We are open for nominations.
We aren't open for nominations. are up for nomination.
Yes. For the People's Choice Podcast Awards.
Yes.
And if you go to podcastawards.com, you'll see a big blue banner that says nominations are open. And if you register through the site, you can nominate Song Salad in the music category to receive an award.
A trophy.
I guess it's a trophy.
It's a little unclear, but I think there's a trophy involved, and I want it.
Yeah. Well, we want to get the word out, and we want more people to be able to listen to the show. So if you find it in your heart to nominate us for the People's Choice Podcast Award in the category of music, please go to podcastawards.com. And click on Nominations Are Open.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Song Salad.
With Shannon and Scott.
Welcome to Song Salad with Shannon and Scott.
I'm Shannon.
I'm Scott.
And together,
we're catful.
We are so catful.
I've got a kitty on my lap.
He's the cutest, you guys.
His name is Hudson. He's here. He's wonderful. He loves us, and we love him.
And he loves me, too.
I know. He just met Shannon, like, 10 minutes ago, and he's already her best friend.
Yeah. He does this little really cute thing where he jumps up on you from the floor. Like, he climbs up your body and wants you to hold him, and then he licks your ear.
We will try to get a video, and we'll post it both on Twitter and his own Instagram, which Megan created. You can follow him on Instagram. Hudson Wassercat, all one word.
He's the best. So if you hear him clattering around or meowing or something during the episode.
Or knocking my microphone fatally to the ground.
Yeah. So we might be a little distracted because he's just so soft.
He's the best.
Yeah.
And he's going to tell you what a song salad is.
Meow, 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 meow.
Oh my God, look at him on cue. Meow, meow. Yes, that's right, Hudson.
Yeah, you're right. It is. It is a randomly generated music genre. And combined with combined with a random topic from Wikipedia that we used to make a short song.
No, not WikiLeaks, Wikipedia.
I know, this administration.
Oh my God.
Yeah. He's a very politically aware cat.
He's woke.
Anyway, so that's what a song salad is.
And we get our topic and genre using the salad spinner, which is a noise or an impression suggested by you, the listener, usually over Twitter. And this week, our salad spinner suggestion comes from loyal listener Claire Dixon.
@Claire_Dixon.
And she says.
She says.
Oh, hold on. Hudson is walking across the keyboard. Great. Good. Oh, oh boy. Oh, no.
Uh-oh. Okay. You're opening your system and preferences now.
Great. Okay, good.
Claire Dixon says, your Nigella Lawson impressions as she describes a tasty, tasty salad.
Now, Nigella Lawson, for anyone that doesn't know, is a sort of proper-sounding British woman who was on Food Network, and she's very, I don't know, voluptuous.
Sensual?
In personality and voice and looks.
Yeah, and she just, like, you just get the feeling that, like, she kind of just wants to, like, make love on a pile of food.
Exactly.
Like, anytime she's describing something, it's always, like, very sensual and, yeah.
Yeah. Well, yeah. You'll hear it through our impressions.
I guess so. Do you want to go first?
Sure, I'll
go
first.
Okay.
This salad is the best salad I've ever made. It has cucumber. Whole cucumber sitting on a bed of lettuce. And I just love the girth of it.
Ew. Spin it. Acapella.
Hey, acapella.
Oh, no.
This is going to be good.
This probably means I have to sing, doesn't it?
Yup.
Oh, boy.
I love this. Acapella.
This is going to be really fun.
Huh. I did not know. Well, maybe I should have assumed this, but I did not know this, and now I feel stupid, that a cappella in Italian means in the manner of the chapel.
Ah, I mean, I guess that makes sense.
Yeah, exactly. I'm like, oh yeah, duh.
Sure.
So a cappella music is specifically group or solo singing without instrumental accompaniment. Easy week for me. Or a piece intended to be performed in this way. It contrasts with cantata, which is usually accompanied singing. The term a cappella was originally intended to differentiate between Renaissance polyphony and Baroque concertato style. In the 19th century, a renewed interest in Renaissance polyphony, coupled with an ignorance of the fact that vocal parts were often doubled by instrumentalists, led to the term coming to mean unaccompanied vocal music. The term is also used, albeit rarely, as a synonym for alla breve.
What's alla breve?
I don't know.
Click it.
Oh, cut time.
Oh.
Like 2-2 time signature. That's stupid. No one ever does that.
No.
So, music without, or singing without instruments.
And it has, so there's obviously a huge religious background to a cappella music.
Right.
But.
Most of time.
Yes. yes. But I think what we're probably going to be more interested in is modern a cappella music.
I would say so. And I think of groups like Rockapella.
I think of groups like, who are they, Pentatonix?
The Pentatonix,
yeah, the Pentatonix.
Yes. And, you know, TV shows like Glee sort of popularized the Glee Club style a cappella that is, you know, very poppy, sort of show choir-esque a cappella as well.
Mm-hmm.
But I think Rockapella was sort of the OG pop a cappella explosion, and now Pentatonix is kind of bringing the art back into it,
yeah,
a little bit, and making it less like bubblegummy than Glee.
Yeah, that's very, I think that's a good way to put it, not bubblegummy. If you want an example of rockapella that you can kind of probably recall off the top of your head, the Carmen Sandiego theme song,
yeah,
is rockapella.
Yeah.
So you know that, like, boo up 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 boo up.
Well, that's mbop.
Wasn't that the beginning of it?
it's similar, but the tune you just sang is mbop by Hanson.
Guys, this is gonna be a really good episode. No, but like the opening of Carmen Sandiego.
Yeah, there's a lot of and bopping, but not that tune.
But not mbop. Whatever.
Oh, well, so we should mention also.
Mbop.
part of a cappella singing, especially in this style, like Shannon just demonstrated, is like nonsense syllables similar to scatting that sort of give the illusion of instruments playing.
Right.
And also beatboxing, which, oh boy, am I going to make my best attempt to do today and probably
really
scar my cat for life.
Oh, goodness.
I got really into beatboxing like a year or two ago. Do you remember that?
I mean, by really into it, do I remember that for a week you were like, I learned how to do one thing with
exactly
beatboxing.
Yep.
Yep.
I remember visiting Megan when she was in Providence, Rhode Island, on the national tour of Mamma Mia, and sitting in her hotel room for like 4 hours just mimicking YouTube videos of someone beatboxing, and I felt like I was going to pass out, and I was like, Megan's going to come back to her hotel room and find me dead from beatboxing.
And to be clear, you felt like you were going to pass out because it uses your lung capacity in a way that,
yeah,
that like you're not used to. Like you kind of have to almost do circular breathing if you want to get really, really
right.
Good
it's hard to remember to breathe while you're beatboxing.
So I see something in this article here that harkens back to another episode that we did.
Yeah.
Which is some examples of professional groups are Straight No Chaser, Pentatonix, as we mentioned, the House Jacks, Rockapella, as we mentioned, Mosaic, and then Home Free.
Home Free.
Do you remember our Soul episode?
Based on the Home Free album.
Yes.
The a cappella country rock album.
The episode is called Good Old Swimming Hole, parentheses, All Damn Day.
What a good episode that
I
was.
I think it was like episode, I don't know, maybe I should like
let's find it.
Look up what the episode is.
Episode six,
Good Old Swimming Hole, All Damn Day.
Jeez, episode 6 and 7 back to back. That's a good coupling right
I
there.
I know. Episode seven is List of Fjords of Greenland, which is a perennial favorite. Yep, so
good old swimming hole all damn day was we featured, the topic was the Home Free country a cappella album. So they're specifically a country a cappella group.
Yeah.
And they, yeah, so the topic of that episode was their country album.
But we did not do an a cappella song, and we are doing one this week.
Yep.
Also, Pitch Perfect, I neglected to mention when I was talking about Glee and things like that, also helped revive the sort of high school show choir a cappella scene. And barbershop music, too, is a very famous type of a cappella music, usually barbershop quartets, usually for men.
Are the Whiff and Poofs barbershop quartet, or are they just a cappella?
Yeah, they're sort
general?
Of like an a cappella group, but they do a lot in barbershop style. They're a famous Yale a cappella group.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I think everyone's heard a little bit of a cappella in their life. And what should we use as our example, do you think?
Let's do a pentatonic song, because I feel like those are really cool.
Actually, they do some cool...
They do covers, a lot of cool covers.
Right, and they do some sort of like medleys, too. Maybe we could do a bit of a... like. I think they have like a Michael Jackson medley or something. Let's find something like that.
Cool.
So here is the Pentatonix performing The Evolution of Michael Jackson. We're just giving you a little snippet, but I encourage everyone to check out the rest of it on YouTube because it's very cool.
And the YouTube video of them is just the five of them singing, and which is really cool.
Yeah.
You can just watch them literally sing the whole song, and everything that you're hearing is coming out of their mouths.
And I think we should, for our a cappella group, mimic what they use, which is... a beatboxer,
mm-hmm.
a bass, mm-hmm. doing sort of like low tones that aren't necessarily lyrics all the time, like making bass sounds.
Yep.
Two men, one a high tenor, one a lead or a baritone, as they're interchangeably called in a cappella groups, and then one woman singing.
So who's going to be the woman?
Me.
Great. I like that much better.
Cool.
I'll be the bass.
Yeah, you'll be the bass and the beatbox at the same time.
Do.
I want your back.
Oh, baby, give me one more chance.
Come on, girl.
When I had you to myself, I didn't want you around. That pretty face is always made you stand out.
I want you back.
Oh, baby, give me one more chance.
Right, so a cappella.
Cool.
This is going to be fun.
Yeah, it is.
Would you like to be Nigella and we'll get our
topic? Yeah, sure. Okay, here we go.
Tell me about your tasty salad.
Yeah. I've paired the silkiness of the lettuce with crunchy croutons for maximum contrast.
That was better than mine.
I'm better at accents
Nigella,
than you are.
Did you make a salad that's just lettuce and croutons?
I did. Go ahead. Oh, me? You want me to say it?
Yeah, say it.
Elena Kachenko.
Yeah, I wanted you to say it because it's in another language.
Yeah, and it's also spelled T-K-A-C-H-E-N-K-O.
I would have said Tkachenko.
Tkachenko. which is a fishing store.
Yeah, Tkachenko. Just Tkachenko.
Here's
down to the lake.
Here's a funny little like industry insider thing that we do that this reminds me of.
What industry?
In like copywriting,
oh, okay.
Basically. So if there is placeholder copy, so you know what lorem ipsum is.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah, that's like nonsense that sort of seems like Latin that is.
It's placeholder copy. Right. So in addition to lorem ipsum, sometimes you'll see things, you'll see areas of text that just say in capital letters TK.
I've never seen that.
Okay. Well, if you do any kind of copywriting, that might be something you've seen. And it's also indicates placeholder text. But what you basically do is you hit find and replace. So you can like jump from TK to TK. And the reason it's TK is because that combination of letters does not naturally appear in the English language.
Really?
So it will never find you something that isn't a thing marked to replace.
But if you're on the Elena Kachenko Wikipedia page using Find and Replace for TK, you'll get lots of hits.
Yep, you will. anyway, that cool. was like...
Fun fact.
Yeah, woohoo.
Well, let's tell our listeners who Elena Kachenko is after all this.
Yeah, sure. She is a rhythmic gymnast.
Yes.
From the Ukraine, but who competed for Belarus in the World Games. She was born in 1983 in Sevastopol, Ukraine, and started doing gymnastics when she was 8 years old.
Which this says is, by some standards, late for rhythmic gymnastics development.
So then she must have been really good at it, though, because only 2 years later, she and her family moved to Simferopol, where she met her first coach, okay. Lyubov Serbryanskaya.
When she turned 16, she got an opportunity to move to Belarus, though the idea appeared after the conversations between her coach and Belarus head coach, Irina Leparskaya. Kachenko has said, "I couldn't show my talent on my homeland. On national competitions, I took 13th to 15th places. And when I went to international competitions, I was often higher than the other Ukrainian girls. So when I was asked if I wanted to move to Minsk, I said, with no doubts, yes."
Kachenko's move to Belarus changed her rankings dramatically. And within a year, she became the number three gymnast in Belarus and number two after the retirement of Lyra Vatinka. Vatkina. And again, the TK.
Hey, it's everywhere.
Just not used to saying it if you're an English speaker. She began competing in more international competitions, and with the year 2000, becoming her most successful season, winning silver in clubs at the 2001 World Championship in Madrid and four bronze medals at the 2001 World Games in Akita, Japan.
She completed her career in the 2002 season and retired thereafter, meaning that she retired when she was...
19?
Yes. 19 years old.
19 Crazy. Years old.
What's yep. she doing now?
Let's find out.
Let's see if she's on Twitter.
Yeah, let's see if she's on Twitter. Let's look up and see if we can find any YouTube videos of her competing. Hey.
2001.
Bingo. Elena Kachenko doing the hoop.
Should we watch the ball?
Ooh.
We have hoop or ball.
Okay. I mean, the ball one looks like some kind of Cirque du Soleil sex orgy thing. that's the one I was talking
sports
about.
Sports entertainment performance.
There's actually a good deal of her on YouTube.
She also did rope.
Ball, hoop, and rope.
Ball, hoop, and rope. She was really good at those.
So if you don't know what rhythmic gymnastics are, I'm sure you've probably stumbled upon them at some point whenever the Olympics happen. It doesn't seem like she ever competed in the Olympics.
No.
But she...
That was the most views.
Yeah, go with that one. But rhythmic gymnastics is like a combination of dance and gymnastics that incorporates a prop that the performer manipulates in some way.
Right.
Whoa. Okay, so the like cover slate.
Whoa.
Oh, wow.
Elena.
The cover slate of this video was like pictures of her in bikinis in like contorted positions. And now.
Now she's gyrating and there's a ball on the floor. She's wearing a mask. And her hair is braided into like a high ponytail that almost looks like a dominatrix cat of nine tails.
Yeah. What is the music? So just to give you all a clue of what's happening at home, I can't hear the music right now. Only Scott can. So I'm watching a silent video of this woman gyrating in a nude bodysuit with glitter all over her lady bits.
Well, you know what, Shannon? You're in luck because there is no music. There's no sound at all to this video.
Are you kidding me?
I'm hearing nothing.
Oh, no.
All right. She's done nothing with the ball.
It's been a lot of, like, I don't know, dancing, I guess.
Sort of like modern dance.
Yeah. Like lyrical.
Is this the right girl? Because this is not, like, a competition. This is, like, a weird...
I think it's the right girl.
Sports entertainment performance.
There are no comments on this video.
But over 11,000 views. Oh, now that's she's cool. Balling. She's got the ball in her legs. Ooh. She ran it down her body.
So I know it's really compelling to listen to us describe a visual medium in an audio medium.
Yeah.
But.
Well, she's very talented.
I guess so. I mean, she's like a pretty good contortionist, seems like.
Wouldn't you think that most rhythmic, oh my God, I can't say this word, rhythmic gymnasts do join things like Cirque du Soleil when they retire from the competition scene?
Probably. I mean, or they...
Oh, spinning.
I don't know what.
Yeah. Let's check out her hoop.
Yeah. The hoop looks like... This is definitely a competitive situation. Like, she's like clearly in a ring being judged by people.
Yeah. She's frozen with her hoop, waiting for the music to start. There's a bunch of French people talking in my ear. Oh, the French announcer said Elena Chachenko.
Chachenko. Huh.
But maybe the French people are wrong.
Well, maybe not because Tchaikovsky, right?
But that's TCH.
Oh.
She's hooping.
So she's doing all this really cool dance on a gymnastics floor with a hula hoop, basically, and like spinning the hoop and like... I imagine she'll like leaping. Throw it.
She's very flexible. Splits, putting the hoop around her neck, spinning it, what throwing kind, it what, really high in the air.
What music is this?
It's like it's like almost like Mission Impossible music.
Like many things, whoa. That was cool.
She threw the hoop up in the air and then caught it with her back leg like extended.
Like many things at the Olympics, I have no way to judge whether or not this is good. like I'm watching this woman do this stuff and I'm like, is she doing a good job? I don't know. It seems kind of like it, I guess.
Oh, I thought that was the ending. It's not. Oh, lots of like big hits. Oh, big throw. Somersault. Three somersaults and a catch of the hula hoop ending in a weird back split thing. We should be live rhythmic gymnastics commentators.
Yeah,
we're really good at it.
We're very inadequate at it. Mm-hmm.
Big hoop throw. Coming at you.
Oh, I thought that was the end, but it's not.
After the break, more big hoop throws and ball stuff.
Great.
All right, so that's Elena Chachenko.
Okay.
And we have to write an a cappella song in the style of the pentatonics about her.
Yeah, great. Okay.
So
is this weird because normally, maybe not normally, that's not a good way to say it.
What's weird? What do you think is weird?
That like most modern a cappella songs are like covers.
True.
So.
Especially the poppy ones.
Yeah. And this isn't a cover. This is going to be like an original composition.
And those are definitely, those exist. I know. I have a friend that wrote a song for the Pentatonix last album, actually.
Oh, really?
So, yeah, his name is Will Wells.
That's
he's a
cool
guy.
Good
he's
job, Will
currently
Wells.
On tour with Logic. Check him out. and so, yeah, they do a mix of covers and originals. So the style is all still the same.
Yeah. Okay.
Just I think the appeal of the a cappella covers is that it's a fun, unique, innovative, different way of hearing a song you already know and love.
Yeah.
Which is why it has more instant popularity. But, you know, every song's got to start somewhere.
Well, if there's one thing we know, it's instant popularity. Am I right? Yeah. Okay, so let's get cracking. I'm going to try to figure out some more information about her.
Sure. And then maybe we can settle on a form, like intro, verse, chorus, etc.
Yeah.
And I can start putting together some ideas.
Let's do it.
Cool. So, beatboxing. If you've ever tried it a little bit, you may have tried Boots and Cats. Exactly. And it's actually not a bad way to start learning because the main like kick drum or bass drum sound is either by doing a B or a P sound like B. Or p, but like taking the vowel off of it and just using the consonant only, like p, 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 you know?
Mm-hmm.
And then the C of cat would be like the snare drum, like k, And you can also do it inhaling, like, to make it more punchy. And then the T is like the hi-hat of the drum set, like, t. And then you can also add an S to it to make it like, ts. So
basically the idea is to replace your percussion section with your voice sounds.
Your voice. And there's some really cool, like, dubstep style beatboxers out there mm-hmm. that can do all of the, like, wow, 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 kind of like dubstep bass stuff while they beatbox.
Like Shockwave is a really good beatboxer.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah.
A phrase that I learned for beatboxing is the sentence, born to be clever, too clever to be too clever. And you do it to this rhythm, born too clever to be too clever. But then you take all of the, like, the vowels and the words out of it. So then you just do the consonant sounds in the style of, like, the beatboxing, and it becomes and turns into a beat.
So obviously that's the beat that we're going to use, because it's the only one Scott knows.
Yep. And I'm going to record myself doing it once pretty good, and I'm going to loop it.
Great.
And then throw in some, you know, if we have specific moments of, like, hits and things, I'll do those too.
Cool.
Other than that, I'm just going to wait on your lyrics, and then we'll write our song.
Yeah. So I was doing a little bit more research on Elena Kachenko, and I'm saying Kachenko. I'm reverting back to Kachenko because the Russian announcer on a video I watched calls her Kachenko.
Well, I'm going to go back to Kachenko.
To Kachenko. And in addition to, so we talked about how we saw videos of her doing the hoop and the rope and the ball, but then there's also things called clubs. And I guess that's what, and I read a sentence in her Wikipedia article about, like, she competed in clubs in Madrid. And I thought
that was like a type of competition. You're like part of a club of athletes or something.
Me too. I also thought that. Yeah. But no, it's actual clubs. So there are these two, I mean, they're called clubs. They don't really look like clubs that much, but there are these two, I would say probably like 18 to 24 inch long sticks with like a weighted ball or like bulbous part at one end. So it is kind of like a club, but they're more like, it's more like a baton that only has like a rubber stopper at one end.
Gotcha.
Yeah. And so she was doing things like kind of like twirling them around like batons, and then like the hoop and the rope and the ball, like throwing them up in the air and catching them in really interesting ways, and like spinning them like around her body and cool stuff like that.
Was she like juggling them?
Not really.
Because I was picturing like juggling clubs.
Yeah, it was not really like juggling clubs.
Or like Diablo sticks.
It was not like that either.
Why is that not in the Olympics?
I don't know. I mean, if rhythmic gymnastics is, why?
Yeah, let's get Diablo sticks, let's get hacky sack in there.
Yeah. So
the hippie Olympics.
The hippie Olympics. Let's get ball and cup in the Olympics.
Hoop and stick,
ball and cup. So those seem like the four main events. So I'll definitely be talking about them in the song.
Okay.
And I was thinking about, so I was thinking about what you said about what should our form be. And it seems like in order to showcase all that a cappella has to offer, a lot of a cappella songs start with a kind of musical intro that's just the cool beatboxing and like the rhythmic and the layers of the voice.
Oh boy.
Yeah. So like if we could start with like some of that, similar to, you know, the beginning of the pentatonics video that we saw.
And maybe instead of nonsense syllables, we can use hoop, ball, rope, club.
Yeah, for sure. We totally could.
Kachenko.
Kachenko. Well, that's a lot of good like...
That's a lot of good rhythmic percussion in there.
Yeah. And then I was thinking about how a lot of a cappella songs are covers. And I was like, well, we can't really do a cover in this situation, but we could cover sort of the type of song it is. And I was thinking about Carmen Sandiego.
Yeah.
Where in the world is Carmen Sandiego? And it's like talking about Carmen Sandiego and like how kind of cool she is and like mysterious and elusive. And
like,
so it's,
look where she is now. Yeah. Look what she's doing.
Yeah. And so it's this like sort of celebration of Carmen Sandiego.
Sure.
So I think I want it to be a celebration of Elena Kachenko.
Nice.
Yeah. So that's really all I got. And then I'm going to do
where
like,
in the hoop is Elena Kachenko?
Where in the USSR is Elena Kachenko?
Well, she went from the Ukraine down to Belarus.
Oh.
That was it. That's all she did.
You didn't really think out those syllables, did you?
I thought Belarus had a cool feel to it.
I mean, we can put it in the song.
Well, it's up to you.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Okay.
Do you have your lyrics?
I do. Is that your Russian accent?
It's my Belarusian accent.
Belarusian accent.
Belarusian.
Gotcha. Yeah, I have lyrics. I also found her LinkedIn page.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Did you friend her?
I did
not.
Did
you do that on LinkedIn?
You connect on LinkedIn.
Connect with her.
No, I'm not going to do that.
What does it say about her on LinkedIn?
So here's the only reason I think it's her. Well, I mean, she says she's from Belarus. I can't really, she doesn't like have a profile up that's public, but here are the things she's good at. Circus, coaching sports, gymnastics, circus arts, modeling, Photoshop research, Outlook, teaching, and public speaking.
Okay. That's a good set of skills.
Yeah. And apparently she coaches in Toronto now.
Oh.
So she is a rhythmic gymnastics coach in Toronto.
Isn't the Cirque du Soleil headquarters in Toronto?
I believe so.
Conspiracy.
Yeah, but you can't really find her. She doesn't have much of a profile online.
And if she is on Twitter, we couldn't find her.
Yeah. Okay. So I have lyrics. And
mm-hmm.
I think you're going to like them.
Okay.
I think we should start out with, like I was saying, the kind of, like, rhythmic section.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I think hoop and hoopy hoo-hoo, or something like that is, like, a good, that's,
hoop,
like, a good.
Okay.
Yeah. So hoop-hoo, hoopy-hoopy-hoo-hoo, whatever. And then.
Something like that.
And then here's the verse. Yeah, she's got the goods, be it hoop or clubs or ball. And if you want a dancing rope, Elena does it all. She prances around the mat like a tiger on cocaine. And though she danced for Belarus, she hails from the Ukraine.
Nice. Good rhyme. Good rhyme.
And I know you're not supposed to say the Ukraine, but rhythmically, I needed to say the Ukraine.
Yeah, it's fine. It's fine.
So here's the chorus. It's very short. And then I think we can go back into the like, hoo, hoo, clubby, clubby, ball, ball, hoo, hoo, whatever.
After the chorus?
Yeah.
Okay.
So she's a rhythmic gymnast genius. She's danced through all the land. She's danced all through the land. And when you see her routine, you'll be better than when she began. Break it down. Hoopy hoo, hoo, hoo.
Break it down, hoopty hoo.
Hoo, hoopy hoo. Yeah. Okay. So that's it.
That's good.
So it's mostly verse and then like a little chorus fun part. Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah.
And I like your suggestions for what the energy and melody should be.
Yeah, the melodies. Yeah, hardly.
It should sound sort of like bop 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 doo bop skilly bop bop. Something
like
that.
Shut up! I'm never gonna live it down.
I know.
Okay.
Do you have a title in mind?
I mean, Tiger on Cocaine is a great
title.
Good. But like, it's not. I don't know if it's like it could be Tiger on Cocaine, the Elena Kachenko story.
That's a little long. I like Tiger on Cocaine.
Tiger on Cocaine?
That's good.
All right. Tiger
clickable,
on Cocaine.
Clickable, as we say.
Yes.
Clickable. All right. Here is Tiger on Cocaine.
A acapella song.
About Elena Kachenko.
By Shannon and Scott. Bum, 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 bum. Bum, 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 bum.
Bum, 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 bum. Bum, 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 bum. Yeah, she's got the goods, be it hoop or clubs or ball. And if you want a dancing rope, Elena does it all. She prances round the mat like a tiger on cocaine. And though she dances for Belarus, she hails from the Ukraine.
Break it down now.
She's a rhythmic gymnast genius. She's danced all through the
I can't believe two things.
Tell me what two things you can't believe.
I can't believe it's taken us 70 episodes for you to beatbox.
That's actually a good point.
And I also can't believe that we have done 70 different music genres.
Oh my God. I know.
That's bonkers.
It's pretty bonkers.
But also,
it's exciting.
I love this song.
I love this song too. It's like really happy and fun.
Much.
The Boots and Cats halftime breakdown in the chorus worked really well.
Yes. Very, very good. I very much enjoyed that.
And that was fun.
I also like that, in case you didn't notice at home, Scott gave me all the easiest things to sing.
I tried to keep it within a couple notes.
Yeah. He was like, here's two notes. Just sing those over and over again.
Strategic.
Yeah. It worked,
harmony
though.
Writing.
Yeah. It was good.
No, you're great.
He
you're
knows
like the
my
girl
instrument.
In the pentatonics.
I'm not like the girl in the pentatonics.
Yes, you are.
So that was our episode.
Acapella. What a good genre.
Very good genre. Before we wrap up completely, we should remind everyone that we stream every Wednesday live on the internets at strangelabel.com. You can check them out. We also have a website.
We do. Songsaladpodcast.com, and it connects you to all of our social media and our link to subscribe on iTunes.
And you can follow us on Twitter at SongSaladCast. And we've been so appreciative of all the new listener engagement we've gotten recently.
Yeah, it's exciting.
I feel like we've gotten a lot more people like tweeting at us and commenting on Facebook and stuff. And so we see you. We love you. Thank you.
Yes. We like talk about and text about all of the interaction. I'm like, did you see what this person texted us or tweeted us? It's fun.
I mean, we obviously won't be able to keep it up once we get super popular.
But
for now, it's awesome.
Yeah, and keep the salad spinner suggestions coming. We have a list of about five more that we have on deck. But
yeah.
Keep them coming. We're actually writing down a list so we don't have to search for them in our Twitter feed anymore.
Something we should have done a long time ago.
Yep, we're getting good at this.
Yeah.
And please rate and review on iTunes. That really helps us get noticed.
Yeah, we'll give you a shout out.
Until next week.
I'm Shannon.
And I'm Scott.
And together, we're
Hoop Ka-chinko, Hoop Ball Ka-chinko, Club.
Ka-chinko, ka-chinko.
1, 2, 3, 4. And now I work for Cirque du Soleil. Find me on LinkedIn.
No, she doesn't, though.
I'm in Toronto.
Someone play her this, please. I mean, we did call her a tiger on cocaine, so maybe that's not.
Prances around like a tiger on cocaine.
Oops.